The Public Records Audit is an update of a similar study done in 1999, and Freedom of Information Council President Bill Leaders says the results this time aren't much different from 9 years ago.
The problems that you encounter with requesting records is that you don't get them. And yes, that's what happened in some occasions, on some occasions before, and that's what we found happened on some occasions this time.
The audit tallied the results of 318 records requests made to police stations, sheriff's departments, town halls, school boards, and mayor's offices. Overall, there were problems with about 30% of the requests, and in 10% of the cases, the request was denied or ignored. Leaders says the message of the report is a simple one.
What I hope happens as a consequence of this audit is that the associations that represent the individual units of government that we tested, they communicate to their members that they have these responsibilities under the public records law, and they need to take them seriously.
One example of an illegal denial of records included in the audit was an Adams County Sheriff's deputy who insisted that the jail booking log was not a public record and refused to allow reporters to see it. In another case, the Waupaca Police Department refused to release records of calls to the local high school, claiming they would have to illegally release the names of juvenile offenders. In fact, the public records law allows officials to black out such names and requires that the records be made public. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.